All right, so today we're really diving deep into Noster.
Oh, into the Nosterverse.
Yeah, exactly. Have you heard much about this?
A little bit, yeah. It's that whole like.
It's that new decentralized social media thing that everyone's going crazy for.
Yeah, all the cool kids are doing it.
Well, we're going to try to be cool today and figure it out ourselves. And what's really fascinating is we're actually looking at like a ton of posts straight from Noster.
Straight from the
So
source.
it's like a really unfiltered look at what people are saying, what they're excited about, and even some of the concerns they have. It's pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, and it seems like the energy is really exciting.
Yeah, you can feel it even just reading through these posts. Like, I don't know, one person wrote, "You Noster has come a long way in a year. Why didn't you guys tell me?" And like, they even put the laughing emoji.
Right.
Like, they're serious about it, you know? So it makes you wonder, what is it about Noster that has people so fired up?
Well, I think a lot of it boils down to this real desire for an alternative to the platforms that we're kind of stuck with right now.
You mean like the big guys, like the X's of the world?
Exactly. Formerly Twitter, and they've kind of developed a reputation, I think it's fair to say,
Oh, yeah.
for, shall we say, maybe not always having the most transparent or even-handed approach to moderation.
Yeah, and you can definitely see that frustration bubbling up in a lot of these Noster posts. Like
Yeah.
one person said how important that Noster is censorship resistant, and you get the sense that that's like a huge part of the appeal for them.
It is, and it's not just some abstract idea either.
Yeah.
X released its transparency report for the first half of this year, 2024, and the numbers are pretty crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they suspended over 5.3 million accounts.
Whoa.
And they took action on over 10.6 million posts in just 6 months,
Wow.
which is actually more than triple the number of suspensions they had in the same time frame back in 2022.
So it's getting worse.
It's a pretty clear trend, and it really shows you this isn't just some theoretical concern. People are actually being impacted by this.
Right. It's not just in their heads. It's like, all right, there are real things happening. And it's no wonder then that people are saying, okay, we need another option.
Absolutely.
And get this, we even saw a post where someone was talking about introducing Noster to, get this, the creator of Pretty Good Privacy,
Oh, wow.
Phil Zimmerman.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
If you don't know, he's an encryption legend. I mean, he's a big deal in the world of privacy and online security. And the fact that he's, even being introduced to Noster, it kind of says a lot about the kind of movement this is becoming.
Absolutely. These are people who have been thinking about these problems for decades
Yeah.
and working on solutions, and now they're looking at Noster as a potential piece of that puzzle.
It's not just about posting your lunch.
No, not at all.
It's about something much, much bigger.
Exactly. And it goes beyond even just like the social media aspect of it. One user described Noster as, get this, a potential tool for coin joins, decentralized apps, and essentially a DNS replacement.
I mean, okay, now you're just using big
I
words.
know, right? I don't even know what half that stuff means, but it sounds important.
It sounds very important, but the point is, it's more than just social media. It's like this whole other thing.
Like a whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
It's a platform that could potentially revolutionize so many different things.
Okay, so we're talking about revolutionizing the internet here.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
And this is where the whole Bitcoin integration with Nostr gets really, really interesting.
Oh, okay.
Think of it like this. You've got the platform itself, that's Nostr.
Okay.
And then you've got Bitcoin, which is like the fuel or
Right.
the engine that's powering this whole new world of decentralized applications and services. It's like this really fascinating fusion of technologies.
Yeah, it's like we're on the verge of something really big,
It
right?
really feels that way.
We've got this social media thing going on, but then you layer on the
Yeah,
Bitcoin,
it's wild.
and suddenly it's like, whoa, this could be the platform that ties it all together.
Exactly. It's like the glue that brings together these different technologies and ideas.
Yeah, speaking of which, I saw this post and it was really heartwarming. Someone was saying that their kid earned their allowance in sats for the first time.
Oh, that's so
I
cool.
know, forget dollars, forget cents.
Right.
We're talking Satoshis now.
That's the future.
Right, that's the future. But okay, we've talked a lot about the potential here, but we also saw a bunch of posts about the user experience, or maybe the lack thereof.
Yeah, the UX.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be real. If Noster wants to really take off, it needs to be easier to use.
Definitely. I mean, especially if you want to pull people away from the platforms they're used to, the Instagrams, the TikToks of the world.
Because those are slick.
Oh, they're so easy to use.
Yeah.
Like, they've spent millions, billions of dollars on making those experiences so seamless.
So what are we supposed to do?
Well, we have to start somewhere, right?
I guess so.
One user was saying they tried to get their friends, who are YouTubers,
okay,
with big followings and everything, to try out Nostr.
Oh, that's a good test.
Right. And they said the UX and features just weren't quite there yet.
It's a work in progress.
Definitely. But the potential is there.
It's that classic thing, right? You have this revolutionary technology, but it's not quite ready for everyone.
Exactly. It's got to go through those growing pains.
But here's the thing. Even with those UX challenges, I have to say, browsing through these posts, you get a real sense of community on Nostr.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like stepping into a different world online where it's not just about the algorithms and the ads and the noise.
Yeah, it's more authentic somehow.
Yeah. And you see these little snippets of people's lives, like one person posted about a hilarious dog walking mishap, and then someone else shared a photo of a black and tan beer in honor of their dad's birthday. It was really sweet. I know. And it's those little things that kind of restore your faith in the internet a little bit.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. And then there's this one post that just, I don't know, it stopped me in my tracks. It just said sunder. Have you heard of that word?
Sunder. Yeah, it's the realization that everyone around you has a life as vivid and complex as your own, you know?
It's kind of a beautiful concept.
It is.
And the fact that that's the kind of stuff that's popping up on Nostr.
It says something about the community, right?
Yeah, it's not just tech talk and Bitcoin prices.
It's about deeper connections.
Exactly. But amidst all this positivity, there's this one post that kind of served as a reality check.
Oh.
It said, stacking sats is easy. It's staying humble that's hard.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What do you make of that?
I think it speaks to the core of what Nostr and this whole movement is really about.
Okay, I'm
stacking sats, getting into Bitcoin. It's seen as a way to build wealth, right? To kind of take control of your own finances.
Right.
But that post, it's a reminder that it's not just about the money. It's about staying grounded, remembering the values that drew us to this in the first place.
Yeah.
Freedom, openness, and empowering individuals.
It's about using this technology for good.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like with great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly. Right? And it really makes you think, how do we build a better digital future?
Yeah.
You know?
Right, one where we're not just replicating the same problems.
Exactly. We don't want to recreate the same power structures.
Yeah. And Nostr, it's like this experiment, right? To see if we can actually do things differently.
It's a fascinating experiment. Oh. And it's unfolding right in front of us.
So as we're wrapping up our Nostr deep dive here.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts? We've talked about the good, the bad, the exciting, the scary.
It's a lot to take in, that's for sure.
It is. But where do you land on all of this?
I think it's clear that Nostr is more than just another social media platform.
Okay.
It's really a fundamental shift in how we think about online interaction, about data, even about financial systems. It's like a glimpse into a future where the internet isn't controlled by a handful of companies.
Yeah, it's like we're taking back the internet a little bit.
Exactly. And we're still in the early stages, but that's also what makes it so exciting, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's like we're witnessing the birth of something new.
Exactly. And anyone can be a part of it.
That's what's so cool about it. You don't need to be a tech genius.
You don't need to be a Bitcoin millionaire.
You can just dive in, check it out, see what it's all about.
Be part of the conversation.
Exactly. So on that note, I think we'll wrap up our deep dive into the Nostrverse.
To the Nostrverse and beyond.
Yeah, we hope you learned something new, maybe had your mind blown a little bit, and who knows, maybe we'll see you out there in the Nostrverse sometime soon.
See you there.
Until next time. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep diving deep.